Jim Donilon is with us, the insurance commissioner for Louisiana since February of 2006. 13 years almost as the insurance commissioner. He is running for re-election next year, and if he wins, he'll surpass one Sherman Bernard as the longest-serving insurance commissioner in the history of our state.
I didn't know that.
And Jim Donilon, unlike Sherman, has not appeared before grand juries and the like. He's, of course, a straight arrow, and he's here to talk about insurance. But he's also one of the biggest football fans, particularly LSU football. And Saturday was quite a day. LSU beat Georgia, 36-16. But also a man Jim Donilon knew, Jimmy Taylor, died at the age of 83. And he was a great LSU Tiger, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and went to Baton Rouge High. Bud Johnson has told me that Jim Taylor is the only person to be an All-American high school player, first team in both football and basketball in the history of prep athletics. So he was a real deal.
He came to, I'm a member of the Gridiron Club here in Baton Rouge, and we meet on Friday for lunch before, and the coach comes and talks, going back to Nick Saban. Talks to us about the game the next day for home games, and we get a guest. Last week we had Skylar Green, and a year or two ago we had Jimmy Taylor, and he told the group that he was the bell cow at Baton Rouge High, LSU, and Green Bay, and never had an injury, never missed a game.
No, and he played 10 years of football at the highest levels, and of course he was an original member of the Saints.
That's right.
In 1967, when the Saints went 3-11 under Tom Fears, Jim Taylor had left Green Bay, much to the chagrin of Vince Lombardi. They had a falling out over that, but he wanted to return home, and he probably should have stayed in Green Bay. He missed out on another Super Bowl, but a fine man, and Helen, his wife, used to be at the Spectrum where he would work out frequently, and she would just have these amazing stories about their life together. And a few years ago when the Packers had their 50th anniversary of the first Super Bowl championship, he was the only member of the team to run out on the field.
Wow.
The others were either wheeled out or walking with canes, and Jimmy ran out. And he'd had a stroke, too. He's a tough guy, tough guy.
2 years ago, or three, you'll remember, Jim, I went to Lambeau for the LSU-Wisconsin game, and I have a picture in my phone of his name on the Ring of Honor at Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Well, we're here primarily to talk about insurance, and there are some developments since we last visited with Jim Donilon, and there's certainly some significant developments regarding Medicare and open enrollment. What's going on this front?
Well, it started yesterday, the annual open enrollment period, which is really, really important to folks. We have 800,000 Medicare recipients in Louisiana, and each day more folks turn 65 and become Medicare eligible, and each day, unfortunately, more folks become at under 65 years of age due to disability Medicare eligible. That open enrollment period, which is annual, goes from October 15th, yesterday, through December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And only during that period of time do you have the right and the flexibility to change plans and go from traditional Medicare, if you wish, to Medicare Advantage, or go from one Medicare Advantage plan to another. And those are very, very complex decisions that need to be made with input from someone with expertise. And the federal government funds in every state, and we have about four full-time employees in our SHIP program, Senior Health Insurance Program, funded in each state for just that purpose, to add expertise and ready access for consumers to that expertise to help them through the very complicated process that is enrolling, and then if any changes are to be made in your Medicare coverage, help with making those decisions.
Well, in Louisiana, we have a substantial percentage of our population that is 65 and older, and you're in that number. How does it work for you, Jim Donilon?
It doesn't work for me because I'm a full-time employee. My wife also is still working, mm-hmm. and we are insured for health insurance through state group benefits because I'm a full-time employee and not eligible, I think. I'd have to double-check that.
You can't choose one or the other?
I don't think so. I think the Medicare requires if you are full-time and are offered health insurance by your employer that you take it there. I could be wrong about that. I'll have to double-check that. I know the people that we have at our office readily available, 800-259-5300, can answer that and any other question about Medicare eligibility.
A question here from Don, and this is related to that. Don must be getting close to that magic number of 65, but do the plans cost different based on income?
Not based on income, but they can differ for Medicare Supplement, but not for traditional Medicare and not for Medicare Advantage. About 20 years ago, I'm guessing at that number, Congress offered the private sector the opportunity to offer plans that they would be responsible for. We don't regulate them except for their solvency. And that has become a truly very, very popular and large piece of the Medicare program, Medicare Advantage. The Congress and the federal government said, we'll pay you what we would pay ourselves to cover Medicare benefits. And you can do it for a profit if you can turn one, or you can offer better coverages. And that's what has happened. Big national companies like Humana, like Aetna, like United Healthcare, and local companies like our Blue Cross, our Vantage Health Plan up in the northeast corner of our state in Monroe, are all competing with each other for Medicare Advantage business. And they get paid by the federal government what the federal government pays itself for folks who stay in traditional Medicare coverage, and they offer extra benefits as an inducement to attract policyholders, such as gym dues in many areas and other benefits.
877-217-5757 for Jim Donilon, the State Insurance Commissioner since 2006. And as we've noted, Jim Donilon had a long history in Louisiana politics prior to that, almost 20 years in the state legislature, right
19.
At 19. President of Jefferson Parish.
Actually, my uncle was the president. I was the council chairman.
Really?
For four
okay.
years.
All right.
Yes.
But and the man who is largely responsible for LSUNO becoming the University of New Orleans.
I was the Alumni Association president that year and did testify before the LSU Board of Supervisors with some resistance from prestigious, nationally recognized faculty members who wanted to hang on to the LSU part of that name.
But the University of New Orleans is what it should be, and it is what it is. And based on what happened with Katrina, it's remarkable that university is still thriving.
Yeah, it is. And it's doing better. It is attracting students. It was, at that time, the second largest university in the state. Lost about half of its student population as a result, but is growing again. And when I was there, I had a great relationship with Homer Hitt, our first chancellor, and asked him to what he attributed the excellent academic reputation that it had. And he said two things, Jim. He said, first off, our faculty's salary schedule is the LSU schedule because we're in the LSU system.
Right.
And secondly, we're in New Orleans. We're not in Tuscaloosa or Clemson or you name it.
Yeah, cosmopolitan, urbane city.
Yes, with history and all that.
Jim Donilon still lives in the New Orleans area and drove into Baton Rouge today.
Did.
You do that every day.
I do it every day, and I get a lot done during the drive because I have a neighbor who's retired from the sheriff's office and can be hired back for 20 hours a week, who travels with me and works part-time in our fraud unit. I enjoy that time doing my emails on my iPad on my way in and my way back.
877-217-5757, talk@talklouisiana.org. A few More minutes, another segment with Jim Donilon, the insurance commissioner, and this is a man who knows insurance inside and out. Some may not consider it to be the sexiest topic, but it's something that affects us all. And Jim Donilon knows that well, and we have some questions online that we will certainly present to Jim Donilon when we pause, or after we pause. And there is, of course, listener notes, a case in which some of these low-cost insurance policies are cropping up. Are they actually valid as far as health insurance? We'll talk about that and more with Jim Donilon when we return after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Another segment with Jim Donilon, one of the hardest working people in show business. And he loves what he does, and at his age, he could be retired taking Medicare, but he's still actively working for the state of Louisiana, now in his 13th year as the insurance commissioner for Louisiana. Jim on O'Neill, you're on the air on Talk Louisiana with Jim Donilon. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Jim. Hi. This is Jim.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I once had a customer when I waited tables that told me in the beginning everybody's name was Jim. When they screwed up, they had to change it, and there weren't many of us left. Words to live by.
There you go.
Indeed.
There you go.
I'm in the right room for that joke. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I lived in Florida for a while, and the state of Florida requires that car insurance companies cover broken windshields, cracked windshields. And it would seem to be that it would be a good thing, considering how many windshields crack around here, that being able to see while you're in the road, you know, on the road might make things just a wee bit safer.
That's correct.
I don't have that here.
We do not have that because the only way that can be done, any mandate, that's what it would be. It would be a legislative mandate, has to be passed by the legislature. Now, having said that, I will tell you that most auto insurers will pay to repair a windshield, not replace a windshield necessarily. But when you have one of those beginning cracks, they will pay to have the folks come out and put the glue in it or whatever to stop it from spreading because of what you just described, and that is the benefit of A, not obstructing view, and B, keeping it from growing. And if it becomes more than, I think it's 6 inches, you can't pass a brake tag inspection in our state. So they pay for that, but having said that, I used that coverage 10 years ago, well, maybe longer than that, and then went to change companies and learned that I had a claim, quote unquote, on my insurance for having submitted that chipped windshield repair job and getting $50 or whatever for it. Not worth it, actually.
877-217-5757. Still time to talk with Jim Donilon. David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on the air with Commissioner Donilon.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, you don't hear President Trump ranting and raving about Obama premiums going up because overall, Obama premiums are going down. One state, it's gone down 20%. Another state, it's gone down 30%. So all these predictions about what runaway costs for Obamacare doesn't seem to be coming true.
Well, that's not quite correct. And here's what we are going down. For the first time since Affordable Care Act passed, starting January 1, individual policies will be down 6.5% compared to this year. And that's over and above a 6% rate of inflation for health care costs. However, we're one of only 11 states that are seeing decreases, Arizona being one of the others. They were the ones that trumpeted the fact that we're one of 11. I picked up on that. Other states like California, like Washington, like Georgia, like Florida, are seeing huge rate increases yet again. Our 6.5% rate decrease this year is after 18% a year ago and 33% the year before, 51% combined for the past 2 years. So the rates have skyrocketed, and that's not very unexpected. When you put a mandate in place that folks get better coverage, guaranteed issue, no lifetime limits, higher benefits and coverages. It comes with a price, no question.
Gustavo in Goodwood. Gustavo, you're on the air with Commissioner Donilon.
It's always something against Trump. Good morning, Mr. Donald. Pleasure listening to you on the radio. But just to correct the gentleman that just called, I was quoted a $1,900 government subsidy to help me with my monthly premiums and to get a similar plan to what I have now through COBRA, because I was laid off. It would cost me personally $2,700 plus the $1,900 subsidy.
Is that
no doubt? That's correct. Comment. Absolutely.
But I do recall now Senator Bill Cassidy sitting in the same chair that you were in when he was in Congress when Obamacare first became the law of the land. And we noted then that insurance prior to Obamacare had risen 17% the year before.
No doubt.
And I said, what happens if it rises 17% in the first year on Obamacare? So, of course, we'll blame it on,
and,
on Obamacare.
And indeed, that is part of the process. And I will give the former president and the current president credit for urging states, and we tried to do it in the last session, to do reinsurance programs. If we had been successful, we would have had an additional 15% rate reduction, and the federal government would have sent us $100 million a year to pay for that reinsurance program.
Doug on Jefferson. Doug, you're on Talk Louisiana with Commissioner Donilon. Hi, Doug.
Hi, good morning. So the rates we're talking about on the Affordable Care Act, those increases and now decreases are from the rate that they started from when the program began, when the marketplace began. Isn't that correct? So
that's correct. 5 years ago.
Increase or decrease compared to what they were before the Affordable Care Act was passed.
Well, actually, you can't compare it because there was so many different levels of coverages, and virtually none had guarantee issue, and almost all had lifetime limits. So it's apples to oranges. It's really very difficult to compare pre Affordable Care Act with the last 5 years.
Well, I mean, I certainly, with my own experience, I'm still paying less than half of what I was because I happen to have insurance through the Affordable Care Act, paying less than half of what I was previous to that.
In particular,
so,
if you
are... I think it's acknowledged that the insurers kind of underestimated when it first started out.
No doubt.
So the rate increases that happened, my first year, I think it was like 112 a month. So that was very low. So the next year, yes, there was a, whatever it was, you know, 17% increase or whatever it was from that 112. So it's important for folks to understand all this because the folks who don't like the Affordable Care Act will never acknowledge that it's helped.
Well, it has helped a lot of folks. And I would say that if I recall correctly, 80% of the people who are getting individual coverage from the exchange are getting some level it varies, mm-hmm. of subsidy. So on average, about of that 80%, the premium is costing them about $200 a month on average. So it helps them an awful lot, and that's about 200,000 insured lives in our state.
And I mentioned a question from a listener before the break regarding the low-cost insurance plans that are in place.
Yes.
Are those valid?
Short-term policies and association health plans have been green-lighted by the Trump administration. And, yes, they are valid and they are regulated. So in different ways, the association health plans can be a self-insured fund with different rules for different types of self-insured funds. But for the most part, the short-term policies that you're reading about are no longer limited to just 90 days of duration. They can now go up to 3 years. They are regulated. They are real insurance offered by insurance companies. Companies like Blue and about 10 in Louisiana are filing with us to get approval to offer those plans in our state.
We've got about 45 seconds, but where do we stand right now as far as car and home insurance?
Car insurance is a tough market, but stabilizing. State Farm is taking a 5% rate decrease this year after 5 years of increasing premiums, after 5 years of 1% per year. Homeowners is a very robust, very competitive market. 5 years running, 1% per year increases.
Yeah, well, Jim Donilon, you like what you do.
I do indeed. It's a challenge, and it's a Democrat senator told me right after Katrina, what a blessing to get the opportunity to serve our state in this important role at that critical time in our state's history, and it truly was a blessing.
Well, and Jim Donilon's kind enough to come visit us every few months, and we look forward to a return engagement very soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. 877-217-5757 is your number, and businessman Scott Berg of Lee Michaels Jewelry. Big operation, not only here, but in 9 states now. We'll talk about it when we return after this pause for the news on WRKF.